Today's first reading comes from Psalm 63, verses 1 to 8. O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest feast. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. And our second reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David.
Not many of us have probably experienced being lost in the hot desert and running out of water. But most of us might have a sense of what that might be like. We have some idea of what it was like a few weeks ago when the temperature hit 47, 48 and 49. Yes, it was only a few weeks ago. The feeling of thirst overtaking your body, every inch of your body, your throat and your tongue and your lips are so dry, they stick to your body. The knowledge that unless you find water very soon, you will die. You will die a horrible and painful death. This morning I want to talk about faith. I want to share a little bit of what faith is, since faith is not always easy. And sometimes it's just plain hard. It's hard especially when social events leave us numb, scared, angry, dry, helpless, even asking, where is God? The writer of Psalm 63 begins with these same feelings. My God, I crave for you. Different version. My soul thirsts for you. My body, it aches for you. Like a dry and weary land. And from Isaiah, are you thirsty? Then come to the waters. Are you hungry? Come and eat. The Isaiah reading at first glance seemed to be offering a simple answer to faith. And don't we all like simple answers? If you're thirsty, come to the water. Simple. But it's not that simple, really. It's not. Lives taken, families destroyed, peace fractured. It's not uncommon for people to try and present Christian faith as it is a simple answer to your deepest longings and hungers. Are you thirsty? Come to the water, and Jesus will give you complete and lasting satisfaction. But if we're honest about it, it's not really like that, is it? Is it? The reality is that our life of faith is not easily lived out. It's somewhere between the two halves of that statement, somewhere between acknowledging our thirst and drinking our fill. Sometimes we feel good about our faith, and other times we wonder what our faith is all about. Psalm 63 talks about God's love being better than life and being like a rich banquet for the soul, and God's wings a place of refuge and comfort and warmth and safety. But at the same time, those opening words continue to hang over that psalm and over the whole psalm. My God, I crave for you. My soul thirsts for you. My body aches for you, like a dry and weary land. I have felt dry and weary this week, as I'm sure you have also. Our experience of God and God's love might be the best thing in life. It might be better than life itself, but it is never so complete and tangible that it utterly satisfies. That it utterly satisfies. Why? I wonder, do we ever sit silently calling out to God and saying, my soul thirsts for you? Where are you? Why is faith so hard at times? This is something we Christians, we don't talk about often. Perhaps we feel guilty about it. It's not often preached about it. It's not often shared in public by the minister. When was the last time someone got up here and shared that they feel so distant from God? Or that God seems like a shimmering mirage on the distant horizon? I think we are often afraid to admit just how much our yearning for God goes unsatisfied and how much our quest for the truth about God keeps getting stranded and stuck in a bog. I think we are often afraid to admit it because we think we're supposed to feel different. We're supposed to feel happy and content all the time. Some brands of churches would say that it's a sign of weak faith, of little prayer. They say if you do this or do that, then you will be happy, you will be content, and you will be close to God forever and ever and so on and so on. You could say that the psalmist and the writer of Isaiah had a deep spirituality. For they followed God, they prayed. They were sort of like the spiritual gurus of the Old Testament. But I really think it's the opposite. People in the Bible were mostly ordinary people who struggled with faith, who struggled with God. Even St. Paul says he is the least of the apostles. And the sooner we dispel the illusion that says faith is always a high, always good, always certain, or never doubt that God is always there, or that faith is always about being happy with a smile on your face, the better. I believe we come to a more real faith when we say it's okay to be dry. It's okay to have questions and doubts. It's okay to be parched and hungry and thirsty. It's okay to be in the deep night of the soul sometimes. It's okay to think that you are wandering in a desert sometimes. That God is real 1 minute and not the next. That is okay. It is common. Where was God in the Christchurch shootings, we ask? The theme today, in the middle of Lent, week 3, the theme is about digging in. Not digging in manure, not digging in fertilizer to make the plants grow necessarily, but digging in to find strength. Digging in to find that inner capacity. Digging in to find more. Faith is a journey. It is a quest. It is about following. It is about learning. It is about being here, now, in this place, present, being a pilgrim on the journey of life. And I think we can sometimes focus too much on a journey and the destination. And we fail to experience and see the beauty that is around us in life, in the varied common moments and God moments. I think the Bible, particularly the Psalms, contains stories of people who struggle with faith. And then if we skip over a couple of verses and chapters, we see that God is the best thing and the closest friend ever. God is worthy of praise. Oh, where are you, God? If we turn a few pages. Many of the Psalms talk about hungering and thirsting for God and reaching out and trying to grasp God and never quite finding that experience to satisfy the hunger. God is celebrated, but the thirst is still there. The craving is sometimes more real the more we struggle. The reality is that we live with this. It was a real experience when the Bible was written, and I believe it's a real experience for us now. That is why we call it living by faith. Trust and hope, not certainty, not proof. If God is so easily experienced that we could never doubt, never question, then faith would be meaningless. Faith is putting our trust in something or someone, even when we can't quite comprehend it. Hebrews chapter 11, we know, says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Or as one writer says, faith is something that dances in the haze at the edge of our consciousness and eludes our grasping hands and minds. That is why faith continues to call us on a journey. We keep journeying because we know we still haven't found what we've been looking for, to quote a song by the band U2. But you know, I would not give it up. I will not give up this faith journey. With its highs and its lows, its mountaintop experiences, its valleys, its oases and its mirages. It has a lot of straight and narrow paths and rocky paths and wide paths all in the same. The very fact that we question faith or have doubt says, I think, that we do believe. That we do indeed have faith. As the psalmist says, we come to the place of worship because there in worship we glimpse the glory and the visions of God. God's word shared among us. God's presence felt between us. We do feel good. We do feel affirmed. And we feel encouraged and motivated. Yet we also, if we're honest, lie awake at night and says, where are you, God? My soul thirsts for you. Sometimes we feel we are under the shelter of God's wing, protected and secure and warm. And no sooner have we realized that we find ourselves feeling alone again, yearning for that place of comfort and warmth. The yearning, the longing, the thirst, the hunger is faith itself. It is the journey. There will be mountains. There will be valleys. There will be deserts. And there will be green pastures beside still waters. Our faith might seem like a series of journeys of ups and downs and oases and mirages. But one thing remains. And that is Jesus. And that is Jesus who sustains us, who feeds us and nourishes us. In fact, is the living water. So my prayer today, as we're on a journey of faith, and in this period of Lent, this journey of Lent to Easter, is that wherever we are in faith, whatever we're in, that mountaintop or the valley or the desert or the beachside or the river, we will never give up saying, my soul thirsts for you. O Lord, come and fill me.